Hey there. I just want to ask you, while you're listening to me today, are you an addict? I mean, not addicted to drugs, but addicted to other things in your life that drag you down? What I want to explore with you is the possibility that you could be addicted to mental beliefs in your life that are keeping you from living your best life. I know, it sounds dramatic, like addicted, really? But stay with me. I was thinking that maybe I'm addicted to struggle, or I have been, and maybe some of you can relate or know someone who is, because I think we all have been there. The late nights, the overcommitting, saying yes to everyone, running on empty and thinking, this is just how life is. But here's the kicker. Struggle can feel like purpose. Like if it's not hard, it doesn't count. If I'm not exhausted, then I must not be doing enough. And honestly, it's all bullshit. So today we're going to rip this open, because if you're a woman in your 40s and 50s and you've worked your ass off for decades, you might be hooked on struggle without even realizing it. So welcome to Mindset Rehab. This is a 10-part series where we're calling out the secret addictions that keep women stuck. Things like being addicted to struggle, comfort, excuses, validation, perfection, hustle, and more. These aren't the kind of addictions you check into a clinic for or go to massive therapy for. They're the patterns that sneak into your mindset and quietly run the show. Each of these following episodes, we're going to shine a light on one of these addictions, break down how it shows up in your life and business, and talk about how to break free from it. So let's get into Mindset Rehab, a reset for women who are ready to stop playing small and start living bigger. Let's get started. So let's start out by talking about what struggle addiction could look like. So you're always busy, but never ahead. Like you're sprinting on a treadmill that just never stops, right? You actually feel guilty if things are calm. Like, what's going on? So slow. If you finished early and you want to take a nap, you start having anxiety and you think you should be doing more. Another time you could get a twisted sense of pride out of exhaustion. You brag to others about being tired. Every day you talk to them about your endless to-do list, like it's your badge of honor. And then here's a sneaky one. You create chaos just so you can feel important. So like if things are smooth, you stir something up because struggle feels normal for you. You probably don't even notice when you're doing this, but I'm sure other people have noticed. So why do women get hooked into struggle? Well, can I say that we were trained for this? Like from day one, women are told to earn our worth by doing more, right? Giving more, fixing more, handling it, just handle it. It's in our nature to fix it before it breaks or be the martyr, right? And at work, you're rewarded for sacrifice, like staying late, taking on extra, covering for your boss. And at home, you're the glue holding everything together, right? Nobody says, wow, you're so valuable because you rested today. We get rewarded for the push and the performance. And when you've completed a project or you have solved a problem, we're like, well, I hope you are rewarded for that extra time, right? But it's so ingrained in us that we keep wanting more. And what about the culture we grew up in? It glorifies burnout, right? Especially for women. And if we're not doing as much as our neighbor, or we're not doing as much as our friends, it tells us struggle equals success, right? And if it's not hard, it's just not meaningful, which is complete crap. So here's the ugly side of addiction. Struggle keeps you broke, right? It can work 10x harder than the person next to you. I mean, you can work so hard, but if she's bold enough to charge more, then she's winning, right? Struggle keeps you on the hamster wheel. And if you don't realize it, you'll just never move forward. Just always spinning in place, running the wheel, never getting ahead. And worst of all, struggle robs you of any joy that you get to have once you've completed your tasks, right? It takes your energy, your creativity, and it steals time with the people that you actually love. And if you can't enjoy a quiet evening with your kids because you feel guilty for not answering one more email, or if you say yes to every demand that you can stay busy instead of feeling still, you might not just be working hard, you might be addicted to struggle. So I remember a time in real estate when I thought the harder I worked, And the longer hours I put in, the more successful I was. I figured like it was going to be that give and take. The more I did, the more I got. And I was running open houses back to back, skipping events with my family. I even remember missing half of the day of a day of confirmation that my son got confirmed on and running out and doing a showing. I was obsessed with being the one who did it all. And there are times where I have sneak peeks of that, right? I'm in a lot of activities. I spend a lot of time in meetings. I do a lot of community work and things like that. And I looked successful on the outside back then, but inside I was depleted. I was stressed. I was bitter. I was like, I don't think I can keep up with this the rest of my life, right? And that was my wake-up call. Struggle wasn't strength, I realized. It was just a bad habit. It was an addiction, right? And when I look back at some of those mismanaged times in my life, I was not working smarter. And when you go through times like this, you come to the breaking point of addiction, right? Where you know you need help. And thank goodness that coaching podcasts found me. I started listening to other women who are on their way and out of struggle addiction. They found a way to be capable and grow their capacity to a high level without burnout. So step one, I really wanted to continue creating these mindset rehab, and I want to be able to kind of talk a little bit about the detox from struggle, and I'm kind of using the words that therapists use, and it really is kind of a detox, right? So there's a four-step process to detox from struggle. The first one is kind of the admittance stage, right? It's the awareness. Call it what it is. If you can't function without struggle, you're hooked. You know when you're addicted, and others know it too. Step two is when you have to pause and catch yourself causing the chaos, chasing that next deal, depleting yourself at the end of the day, putting your family on the back burner. And so what you do when you pause and check in with yourself is you need to ask yourself, is it actually necessary that I do this job or go to this meeting, or is it necessary that I stay up and crank this out, really? Am I feeling like this is kind of an addiction? And sometimes when we kind of look at the situation like we feel like it's an addiction, it's a little easier to notice, right? You might feel restlessness. You might actually have feelings of guilt for resting, and your brain will tell you to be afraid of the slowdown, and you may even fear the peace. I had an agent one time, and I told her that she needed to control the faucet. And maybe I've talked about this before, but I am the controller of the flow of the faucet. I am the one that turns on the flow, and I'm the one that turns off the flow. I'm in control of when I want to be busy, and I'm in control of when I want to slow down. And you know what, my friends? This is a time when you can reach out to a therapist, or you can reach out to a coach. A lot of times, we just need a little bit of accountability. We need to find the help that we need to get through that process. This is that first phase of detoxing that we need other people to hold our hand and say, listen, you need to slow down a little bit. Because most people can't detox alone. You just can't coach yourself when your habits are so ingrained in you. You can't stand by and keep moving and going forward without getting some help from other people, your friends, your family, and that kind of thing. And the other thing, on step three, we need to replace the addiction with something, right? When people are addicted to drugs and they start the process of detox, they need to start feeling the feelings, right? And this is a painful time. Addicts need to know why they buffer with drugs. You also need to understand where the constant need to struggle comes from. Can you trade struggle for strategy? Can you trade struggle for more of a time constraint or a calendaring of your events and really stick to it? And have you ever heard of stopping to sharpen your saw? There's this parable, and I'm not sure if you've heard of it, called the parable of sharpening the saw. I say this in my head sometimes to remind myself that I do need to stop and learn or listen to the situation before I plow forward. In the short parable, were two wood choppers in a race to see how fast they could chop down a tree. And one of the choppers stopped midway to sharpen a saw and was looked at by the crowd as losing pace, right? They were like, what is going on? And when he made a comeback, because while he was sharpening a saw, he was also resting. And he came back and he won the race because a couple more sharp saw chops took down the tree instead of chopping with a dull axe, that kind of thing. So each circumstance that we're given in this world is an opportunity to get better, right? To replace the overwhelm with sitting down, taking a break to plan a better strategy. Not just grinding and grinding and grinding, but we need to get intentional. We need to work smarter, not harder. As leaders, we learn through these circumstances to get better and to take some of the situations that we have and analyze them, make sure that we did the right thing. And we notice that we need to simplify and learn the process of how to do it differently and efficiently, right? Without burning ourselves out. Step four is permission to find your why and maintain that. We don't want to relapse, right? We want to continue on the detox phase, but get to a point where we want to maintain. Give yourself permission to realize that this is your life to live. How many times have you stopped to remind yourself that we only have the moment in life right now? We don't have any more time in the past, right? We don't yet have the future, but we do have control over how we plan the future. We may not be given more years to live, right? Who knows? And we also give ourselves permission to have enjoyment. Your life is not all pain and agony. You need to give yourself permission to enjoy ease without guilt, because ease and comfort is not laziness. It's leverage, right? It's sharpening our saw. It's really hard to do that in business. And especially if you're a woman entrepreneur, you get excited, you work yourself to the bone. And if you've been on hyperdrive for so long, it's harder to see yourself kind of calm down in a moment where you need to take a break. And you feel like you're going to miss something, right? I see this with myself over the last few years, since now I'm an empty nester. The constant care for children was a struggle. We do so much for our kids, for the family. And when those duties are done, it feels wrong. It feels weird and void. You might feel out of touch and gutted, like maybe even your identity has been lost. Do you feel like that sometimes? I mean, it's okay to feel uncomfortable. We have to remind ourselves we're not here to feel happy and go lucky all the time. It's okay to give yourself permission to do other things you've been putting off. Give yourself permission to spend the day doing things that you only like to do. Wow, how could that make you feel? How could that sharpen your saw in your day-to-day life? I had a coaching call with a woman the other day, and she brought up the old struggle of, it's just easier to do it all myself. Ooh, this is a trigger for me, right? Is it a trigger for you? The kids don't clean the kitchen. They don't put the dishes in the dishwasher correctly, and it's so irritating, right, to cook in a messy kitchen. So you just have to do it yourself, all the while feeling unappreciated, bitter. Sometimes we get pissed at all the time because we're feeling this way. But the way out of this struggle addiction is to have some self-control. You are getting a high over rushing around being the martyr, being the savior of the home, the boss, right? It's only my way is the right way. Doing everything for everyone, because deep down it makes you feel accomplished to do the things, right? To feel needed, to feel in control. You satisfy the urge this time by doing it yourself so you can get on with your life. But it's never really fixing anything. It's like the struggle is your drug. You're just delaying your future self by using struggle as your drug. So the example of the kids not cleaning the kitchen, you're delaying their learning efforts too. So in the long run, it's just not doing anyone any good. You delay your dinner and making your body go through things that it doesn't need to go through. And if you loved cleaning, it made you super happy. That's one thing. But if it triggers an angry version of you, that is the permission to make a change. Break the hustle mindset, break the struggle mindset, and break the opportunity to relapse into the situation twice. Take time to build a communication strategy with the children so that you can all work together and move into the future with grace. So to recap, in order to detox from struggle, you have to, number one, admit it. You have to, number two, pause and catch yourself in the chaos. Sharpen your saw, right? Number three, replace the struggle with strategy. And the last one, you're the one who gives yourself, number four, permission to ease out of the lifestyle you've created and transition to something else. So let me ask you again, are you addicted to struggle? If your chest got tight listening to this, that's your sign. This is the first one of my new addiction series episodes. Next time we're talking about being addicted to comfort. This one's going to be interesting. So if you're ready to break free from the struggle drug right now, DM me the word clean and I'll send you my first steps to mindset rehab. I'll even give you a little sneak peek into the mindset rehab series because midlife isn't the time to fizzle out. It's the time to detox, reset, and finally cash in on the decades of work you've already done. See you on the next episode and stay real.